What's going on, everybody? Secret to Flight podcast. Wally is not here this week, but my little tidbit for the week and what I'm thinking about is leadership again. So my Friday Thoughts email was written about ego and running an operation. It's just something I remind myself often is that your job as a leader is to lift up those around you to levels that they never thought they could get to. If it is important for you to always be the smartest guy in the room or girl, to always have the last word on everything, if you need to be the person that everyone comes to you for answers for, if you need to be involved in everything, guess what? You are limiting the growth of not only everyone around you, but your operation and just the mission at hand. And if you want to live that way, that is fine. But just putting that out there, that if it is important for you to always be the most important person with the last line, you'll be extremely, very much limiting your growth. So valuing the opinions of others and the opinions of those around you is incredibly important because they see things from a different perspective. What got me thinking about this is, in our book club right now, we're reading a fiction book called Siddhartha. And it's about this young Indian kid growing up in India. And he goes on this spiritual journey, and he does a bunch of different things in life. And there's a lot of symbolism. There's a lot of metaphors in the book. And what I love about it is everyone has a completely different opinion on all this stuff. So obviously all of our leaders come together for book club. And if we're reading, a self-helpy type book, the message is really clear. Right. If you're reading Ed Milet, Power of One More, great book, but the messages are clear. He spells it out, right? What I love about reading fiction books within our operation is everyone's got such a different opinion on these symbols or what happens to Siddhartha or what he goes through, whether it's good or bad. So everyone takes something different away from it. And it adds so much color and value to the conversation in the room, listening to these different opinions. And if you're leading an operation, you're going to feel that little ego inside of you drive you to always have the last word and lead the conversation. But it is so much more magical when you listen to everyone else's opinions and perspectives on everything. The less you can talk, the better. So like I said, I do these podcasts just as a reminder for myself too. So I also fall victim to this sometimes, but I think it's just a great thing to think about. What's going on in flight this week? If I had to say one thing that was stressing me out, it's the fact that the three guys building houses right now, Omar, Gilbert, and Miguel, absolutely crushing it, but they're getting to the point where they have 15 to 17 houses each. So they're just going hard, right? And if we can't start more houses until they're finishing others. So the issue I think we have is just making sure we can flow these houses through and not overwork the three guys out there. We have such a smooth process with the pre-construction. Permitting is getting solved. I think the final couple pieces will just be more bench strength in the field, in the production superintendent role. It's crazy how you take, I'm not going to say take my eye off the ball, because we have phenomenal people in leadership roles just around the whole company. But if you focus on one thing a little too heavy, something else will start to slip. And it is such a delicate balance to bring up an operation with all those systems operating efficiently at any time. You're talking about you know, leadership development, you're talking about accounting, the pipeline, capital issues, production, pre-construction, permitting, all these things need to simultaneously be working together and all scaling and growing at the same time. And there's a, you know, kind of a little art to that. And that's been difficult. And if I could say something is falling a little on the wayside, it's production. And the reason is because it's been going so well. So it just hasn't got a lot of attention. But you want to make sure you're not overworking those guys out there, and they have plenty of support to be able to continue to build these things as permits roll through. So thanks for listening, everyone, and have a great week. And we will talk to you next week.